Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guest host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And today we're diving into The Suicide Squad Kills This Podcast. Nah, I'm just kidding. So today we are actually diving into The Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League, the comics, the video game, and much more. I'm your guys' host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. In case I didn't say that again, I realized in an episode I didn't say who we were. And of course, I'm joined with, though, Gavin from Seattle. So Gavin Moore is a co-host here on the show. We were talking all things The Suicide Squad because I believed we needed to talk about this because it has gotten out of hand. Out of hand with the people and all that, too. I firmly believe this game is fantastic. It's a beautiful game. Wonderful acting. Wonderful writing. Graphics and all. Same with the comic book, by the way. Absolutely same. Wonderful artwork. Inky lettering. Writing. Like, it's wonderful times here. So Suicide Squad Kills Arkham Asylum is what I'm talking about there. Get it at your local comic book shops. Buy Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League now. Totally worth it. I've played more since this recording. Wonderful fucking game. Wonderful. I do got to say, though, guys, I think we talked about it a little bit in the show, but be sure to check out our Redbubble site down below in the description box, and be sure to subscribe wherever you guys listen to the podcast for interviews, reviews, comics history, and much, much more on this Comic Chronicle podcast. Thanks, everybody, of course, as always. And if you want to follow us on social media, down in the description box down below, we do talk about it as well. And join the party on Twitch. Since this recording, that has blown up. CodaRex97 on Twitch. Without further ado, though, guys, let's dive into my talk with Gavin about The Suicide Squad.
How's it going, man? Tell me about the Suicide Squad stuff. Catch me up.
Hello?
I cannot hear you at all. There it is. All right.
Oh, my God. I was just doing a video thing, video intro, and I just did a whole giant intro. My mic wasn't turned on. I'm a fucking professional. Oh, my God. That's just being... Oh, yeah. We're going to cut that. That's going to be cut from this video. Fucking shit. Oh, God. Yeah, your camera finally caught up. It's got like this... Your camera's very interesting. It's got this like wave texture kind of thing. I feel like the time I took LSD. Ooh. Oh, good heavens.
Was it just one time?
No. Was it a bad joke? Oh, just one time. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, your camera's still doing it. No. But yeah, man. All right. Let's dive right into the podcast before I incriminate myself. So
one moment.
Oh, you're good. Wow, he's getting set up, everybody. I'm going to do the intro. Welcome, everybody, to the Comic Chronicle podcast. This is for the audio listeners right now, too. For the visual watchers, they get Gavin's butt on the video here. So here we are. It's fine. This is getting stuff set up. So welcome, everybody. Yeah, we're going to be diving right in. As he talked about here, Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad has had some stuff going on here. More or less, there's the Suicide Squad Amanda Waller event thing going on in DC Comics. That's not what we're talking about. We are talking, which, by the way, the Green Arrow run is amazing from what I've been told. So what we're talking about right now is there's a lot of drama going on with the Suicide Squad in DC. So Suicide Squad Killed the Justice League has been a thing. I'm currently on episode 9 of a playthrough of it. It's fucking awesome. You know, I don't understand the critique of it. I can maybe get it.
I can help you there. That's no problem.
All right, we'll get to it. There's been so like okay. Let me make sure I get the name on here because I do want this man on the podcast or they on the podcast, I should say. So the Joker actor recently from the DLC is receiving that. J.P. Carlack. They have been. And also done the voice of fucking Morph in X-Men 97, by the way. But he did Joker in the DC, in the Suicide Squad DLC cut that just came out, which it looked cool. And I've seen cutscenes of it. Like, I spoiled myself, even though I'm going to do a playthrough on it. But I didn't finish the campaign before the DLC, and you got to finish it first. It's like, fuck. So I was like, all right, let me watch some stuff on there so I can talk about it and for today. And I want to get the guy on because he sounds amazing and the Joker looks great, too. So he's been receiving death threats. That's been a thing. Yes.
Have we not learned since Jar Jar Binks?
I would have fucking thought, right? But so that's been a thing. And then the comic book is on issue 3. I just actually read the comic. Hold on. Let me get it here real quickly here. Gavin, what are your thoughts so far on this? What are you thinking?
All right. I mean, to start off, just because
Sorry, that was a quick thing. I just got it.
I don't know. Like, I haven't heard his Joker. Yeah, that's an excellent cover.
Like, there is some great shit in here. Like, it's Such like look, for video people, I mean, you can see for all tech podcast people, it's Arkham Asylum, Arkhamverse breaking out. And like,
Yeah, and that's fucking awesome.
yeah, like it's see, I'll dive
I
into
can
the comic
understand
here
if
in a
you
minute. Or
like. Well,
hold on.
so I think it's weird timing for
Got a beer.
killing off Batman. Yeah, I think it also it's weird timing to bring in a brand new Joker, especially because of how linked up Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill were. You know, I can understand like this isn't the platform to introduce that Joker, especially since you kind of disrespected the Kevin Conroy the way he.
I'm gonna
I
rebuttal
that.
this. I'm gonna rebuttal this because the whole storyline has from, I guess, spoilers because of the game, but from what I've gotten to so far in the game, they tackle the multiverse in different Earths. Like it's
Sure, but didn't
multiverse.
need that Joker. Didn't
Well, that
need to be the
Joker's
Joker.
dead. Like
Yeah,
Arkham
that's what I'm
Joker's
saying.
dead.
It's like, yeah, and that's what I'm saying is, did they need the character, the Joker specifically? Because they could have got a bunch of different versions of a bunch of different characters, and it just seemed to me, I would not have done that so close to the death of Kevin Conroy and the retirement of Mark Hamill's Joker in that universe, because that's effectively what happened.
Yes, I do think though, because it happened and this game's been in development for 3 years. So I think, you know, we have to take that into consideration too. This game was in development for a long time. There's like a hair on this fucking hat. The game has been in development for a long time here, like at least 3 years, I think. Because 3 years ago, we saw a teaser trailer, right? That cinematic for this
It
game.
was 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. So this game wasn't like it came out and they're just making this shit. They have made this shit for a long time. Like, I hope to have JP on the podcast to talk about him playing Joker, but it's I just emailed him today. We're gonna
Nice.
hopefully, yeah, hopefully cross fingers. JP, if you listen, we love you, man. It sounds great, by the way. He does. He's also
Yeah,
wonderful as
nothing
Morph in
against the
X-Men.
performance. I
No, but he
just
looks
don't.
good. Like he also,
He does look good.
I got a Metropolis jersey for this shit because the game takes place in Metropolis. Yeah.
Okay.
So like, I don't. But like, death threats are not a thing. That should not be a thing going on here. And
Never.
I don't know for sure, but this is in a couple news articles that I saw vaguely about this morning, and I was like, we need to fucking talk about this. I also need to talk about the fact being, this shit does not deserve the amount of hate that it's getting. Like, people are hating
No,
it
it
to
looks
hate it.
cool.
It's fun. You love it. You love this game, man. Like, I don't want to spoil too much for you. You'd fucking love it. It's multiverse in there too. But like, obviously, you do kill the Justice League, right? That's the thing. Like, it's not like you don't. Like, that's been a thing that's been
Yeah.
spoiled and shit. Which, by the way, why don't have it in a video game? We've seen plenty, and we pay for books where you read that shit, where they kill the Justice League, or Batman goes nuts, or you know, how many times have we
I
paid
think
for Dark Metal? Right? We saw the dark. Like,
it's because it was the Arkhamverse. That's the deal. Like, I think if it had been in the Gotham Knights universe, that would have been one thing, because that wasn't
Yeah, we were
like,
fine with that. Fuck that.
yeah, that
Yeah.
didn't have the same sort of build up. And they could have done a pretty good one-on-one prequel, or like prequel to that game, and built it up a little bit. But like, having played four games where they teased a lot of these characters, or like, talked about that freaking Metropolis, and then the first time we see them, we're not playing as them, we're killing them. I can
Yeah.
understand being a little disappointed.
I
But
do
also,
think
like,
what you got?
I feel like it might be easier to make a game around a bunch of people that essentially like use guns or like stuff similar that in games that we've kind of really played before, as opposed to characters that like, oh man, how do you honestly make a Green Lantern game? You know, like how do
Oh, I
you?
can pitch. I can do that. But that's
Well,
easy.
but in a four player style game, how do you get the improvisation of like making the constructs? How do you like
But you don't need
how do
four
you
player
make them
style game though.
fly?
You can do single.
What?
You could do single player. They've always done single player. This is the first one where they've done the
Yeah, but
four.
yeah, if they were really going for the four, I can understand why they wouldn't make it a Justice League game, even though that's what I'd fucking want, and I would totally wait 3 more years to have them figure it out.
I would too. Which I think we're gonna get, by the way. I don't think that
No.
because the game sold. So while people shitted on it, it did sell. So I hope we do. Like, I hope maybe this is like the thing saying, like, hey, we want these games, and maybe this is gonna be the thing to like, okay, well, here's a game set before the events of this game. Like, I would take that. Excuse me, I would take that.
Yeah. It would just seem so quick the way they rushed together the Justice League essentially just for the story when they could have just had the Justice League separately. Like if you're already doing the multiverse, you could have visited the Arkham universe, but not made it your main spot. Because if you had switched the cameo Joker with cameo Batman, I think it could have changed up the game.
Yeah, we could. It could have. It could have. I mean, I don't know. You know
But again,
what,
I
though?
haven't played it as much as like I haven't played it honestly enough to get a good feel of it. I've watched mostly playthroughs. And I like all the performances. I don't know why there's so much pee jokes in DC. But
Oh, it's because of Australian shit. It's because of Australia. That's why. If I'm like pee jokes, like, oh yeah,
no,
though,
no,
because of
no. 'Cause
Captain Boomerang.
all the DC movies have like all of them lately have some sort of piss joke. Like Aquaman makes a joke about peeing on the thing. Lex Luthor does that whole Granny's lemonade thing.
Oh
Fuck.
yeah.
There's like I think a pee balloon in something. There's in one of the Shazams. Yeah, like there's one in all of them, and then there's one in this one, and I'm like, is it really that funny? Am I just not? But like, why is it so consistent? You know?
Maybe. I mean, yeah.
But anyways, like
That's,
that, you
yeah.
know. But like seeing King Shark as a Green Lantern,
Yeah.
fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Yeah, and I kinda liked the sassy Mag or the sassy Brainiac. I
I know,
think he
I've seen a
was.
little bit of that. So some stuff I haven't, I know about King Shark, but there's some stuff I don't know about too much. I do know a little bit about Brainiac, like in the, like way towards the end of the game. There's some things I don't know, but like I've played a lot so far. Like I haven't done as many of the side quests. I've done a lot of the main missions, right?
How long you been playing? Because I hate short games.
I
I
mean,
got
I've
through
done
Kingdom
like.
Hearts 3 in like 8 or 9 hours.
All right, let me give this a Google real quickly here. How long is the game? I've played a few hours at best. Let's see. We're gonna get into it, man, because I want to say 11 hours is the game.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's
All
11
right.
hours.
I
I'm
mean,
like,
that's not
I'm
super long,
maps
but
nine. Yeah, I think I'm almost done, to be honest with you, with it. With main missions at least, but I have to say, this fucking game. It doesn't deserve that. I don't like, yes, it's the Arkhamverse. Yes, they kind of did shit dirty in there a little bit too, but like, it's characters first introduced. Yes, this is already an Elseworlds to me. And I think like, you have to consider that world Elseworld, that word Elseworlds in it, because like, there's a lot of death. Even in the fucking comic book, by the way, they kill off people. I'm on issue three. They have killed off so many fucking people. But the story makes
I'm cool
sense.
with that. Okay.
But so like the comic has done it too, the tie-in comic book. And they brought back like
All it would take,
Scarecrow.
though,
What you
to
got?
make those distinctions is just the Elseworld logo on the game.
I don't think
And,
we need it
like,
though.
I'd be
We
cool
don't need
with
it though.
that.
We need to know that like you gotta think it's already an Elseworlds thing. The Arkhamverse is its own thing. And the Arkhamverse, by the way, has took major fucking liberties with characters as well. Like they went dark
I
with
think
some.
all the liberties they took fit the narrative. I don't know that if you told me playing Arkham Knight, like, hey, they're gonna do one more and they're gonna introduce the Justice League, that it would have been a suicide killing the Justice League and Brainiac shows up. I would not have picked that up by the other three
No,
or
you wouldn't
four.
have. You wouldn't have. But I think that they wanted to try something else in it, and they really
Yeah.
went for it. But like, there's so much respect to fucking DC Comics. I toured the Daily Planet. Fucking Woodrow has got a goddamn, the sports guy. Woodrow has got a goddamn desk. Everybody's
Oh,
desk,
damn.
by the way. Like, there is DC Comics, like, creators in that game. Like, that have a desk. Like, fucking Jimmy Olsen's desk has a bunch of Superman shit on there, right? There's camera. Lois has her own giant office. Like, and it's because it's kind of like, retro but modern in a way too. It's this really weird kind of style that Metropolis was. Actually really fucking cool.
That's what you gotta, that's the middle ground you gotta find for
Yeah, it's
Metropolis.
really cool. It really fits. Perry gets is like this giant statue. Like, and you tour around, you see the like Perry Clark's got his own desk. It's all neat and tidy. You see fucking Cat Grant's desk in it too. There's a bunch of fashion magazines. Like, everybody is fucking like they did so much work just with that. But like, the detailing they have
That
of
sounds
like,
cool, but that actually disappoints me a little bit more because we
why?
won't get to really get to know that Superman. You know, like all this stuff is
Yes
built
and
up.
no, because there's no way, there's still a way that they still make, they're like, here are the characters, you killed them, but there's still a way they come back and are like, here's a game tied into this. Like, you guys know how you were teased all this? Here's a game tied into it. It's a chance, not a big
All
chance, but it's a
right.
chance. You got to think, was it a crazy fucking way to introduce more characters? Yes, but they still did it. So they could easily give it, because in the game, okay, in the universe, it was three, it's either 3 or 6 years since the end of Arkham Knight. That's a long fucking
Okay.
time. That is a long time for you to do stuff. Yeah, let me give that a Google too. I think it's
I'm
three to
pretty
six
sure it
years.
was 6 years.
Is it 6 years? Oh, yeah, I think it is. I think it is, even in the comics, it was like right beforehand. And like, that was even in the comics that take place legitimately right before the game starts. Like, I think a week or two, maybe a month or two before the game starts. In that timeline, like, yeah, they kill a shit ton of, like, you want to know who dies in the comics? Because I can tell you, but I got to say, the writing is
Yeah, tell
fabulous.
me.
The writing is fabulous. Let me get my
Spoilers,
comic.
spoilers,
Yeah.
spoilers.
Oh, you should have fucking figured it'd be spoilers on this one. So at least in
I
issue
just want to like
three.
make sure that we're given an extra spoiler warning.
John Layman, Jesus Hervás as artist, John Layman as the writer, colorist David Baron, letterer, and world design, Nate. And yeah, there's a bunch of variant covers for these, of course. And I got, of course, the one I got for issue three is a variant cover. It's like they're really good. Like, art, like, they explain why Amanda Waller is in charge of Arkham Asylum, which she is in the game. Like, how the fuck did this happen? Well, because Arkham Asylum was rebuilt by Argus, because they're like, we're tired of your shit, Gotham. Like,
Yeah,
they,
that
like, we're
makes
tired of
sense.
it.
Like, doesn't she have control of Belrive in Young Justice?
She always has
So
control
like
of
that's not
Belrev.
that far
Yeah,
off.
Belrev, she's every universe, she's in control of Bell. Every universe. In like every universe she is, like in every cartoon, everything. So like then they're like, she's in control of that. And they beat the shit out of the prisoners, you know? The characters either like in the art you see in the background, characters in there that were like mentioned in the Arkham games, but you never saw them, and characters you saw in the Arkham games. They kill off certain characters. Yeah, like Great White Shark. I love that mobster character. He deserves so much fucking more. He Oft, ventriloquist oft. Again, you know, BC Clayface, you see Man Bat, Deathstroke makes an appearance. Like, yeah, they're killing characters in there, but it's also like, realistically, in the way they did it, they're like, that would make sense if people would die because Killer Croc, they're like, that was an inmate Croc, and Croc's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, why would I care? Like, that Killer Croc is done. He hates people. He was experimented on and made more of a monster. Like, he hates people in that universe. You know, like.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Like kind of the so kind of in the same way that making movies, I kind of like you kind of expect some of the villains to die off a little faster because you know if they're
Yeah.
still around in the sequel, it's a different movie.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like Ra's al Ghul, you know, like
Oh yeah,
killing
he's
him
dead.
off kind of
Yeah,
makes
he's
sense.
gone. He's off in that universe.
Yeah, and I think he died at the end of Arkham Knight.
Yeah, you could have chose to say him, but I save him, but like let him live. But I think the in canon thing is that he's dead. Yeah, nobody saved him.
Yeah, I
You
wasn't gonna
did
let
it just to
that
see it. You did the
happen.
Fallout thing where you're like, I'm gonna save right before this, redo it. I want to see what the other ending is. That's the only reason why they did that. You're like, all right, no, I'm letting you die, Rish. You're gone.
I like that choose your own adventure stuff, but like it you kind of can't take characters to a certain point without having a couple be casualties, and that's one of the
Yeah,
reasons
no,
that I
yeah.
really liked the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Like taking like Polka Dot Man, I was really disappointed to see him go, but like
Yeah.
having those kind of things,
You
yeah, I
know?
really liked him by the end, and I really want that actor to have more like consistent roles, and I wish people would stop giving him
Yeah.
one-offs, but
Yeah, that's it. But like, oh, I gotta see his new horror movie. Like the Big thing being too, like in that universe, so the comic man, the comic pays so much respect to it. And no one's pay, by the way, too, how to get me to buy a comic book even more than I do, even though I'm on a severe budget and I can only buy like one a week now, is you put fucking codes in there where I get an in-game video add-on to something. You get weapon dolls of characters in the fucking game. If you buy a comic, you get a code for
That's
them.
pretty cool.
Right? Like, let me pull it up here. There's a list of them. So far, I have Victor Zsasz in Arkham Asylum gear. I have also Great White Shark.
Wait, as a playable character?
No, they're dolls you can put on your weapons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, let me. I got it somewhere. Save picture on my phone. Where the fuck are you? But yeah, there's obviously Scarface is the one from issue three. Mad Hatter is one I know for sure. And I also know for sure Clayface is one as well. And I might be missing one. So it's Great White Shark, Victor Zsasz. Do I not have the picture anymore? I have pictures on here of stuff happening with the comic book company I work for, because there's a lot of shit happening to that.
There we go.
I do not a little technical difficulties here, folks. I'm trying to find this picture here. All right, I don't think I have it anymore. That is a bitch. I definitely don't. Yeah, so that's the thing too, is like, you know, as you get these weapon trinkets one. I just got the Scarface one unlocked. 5 minutes. Oh, it's the other Zoom thing. I just got the Scarface one. I do not have it. So just got the Scarface one, but you know, it's a Scarface. Arkham versus Scarface. You know, you get Arkham versus Gray White Shark. That's in the comic book in there too. You get Clayface, Mad Hatter, this is Victor Zsasz, and there might be one more. I don't know for sure, but you get the, like, you get a code for it. It's fucking cool, right? You get to see the beginning of the story. Like, how did Deadshot end up? The real Deadshot, you know, which was a weird thing. I will give him that. It was kind of weird. How did our Harley obviously in there too? You know, why did King Shark go to fucking Arkham Asylum? Well, they explained that. You know, why did Boomerang go there to Arkham Asylum? They explained, well, kind of makes sense. But why did he go there? Like, there's so much of like, why?
Guy
Like,
goes against
why?
the Flash and he picks boomerangs as his weapon. I think that's enough to put him in Arkham.
I don't, but oh, but they make him cool in this. I'm gonna tell you what, they make him really cool in this, and they give him some really dope outfits. They make him a fun asshole Australian, which he fucking is in the comics. Every, like, the main universe, him is. Since the past like 20 years, he's been an asshole Australian guy. Like, it's what the fuck, and he's had like tech. In the game, they pay tribute to that. He has a Dr. Savant's Speed Force gauntlet.
Oh yeah, I saw like having Dr. Savannah be like their fucking tech guy, and having
A
Gizmo
little
come
bit,
out,
a little bit. Yeah,
but
Gizmo's in there. Hack from New 52 and other shit's in there too. Like,
shit.
Luth, yeah, like Hack's in there. Like, are you fucking kidding me? When she appeared, I'm like, holy shit! Like, there's a whole support squad of people that you have already.
Isn't one
Colonel
of the
Flo,
Toy Man
to
in
yeah, but
there?
it's Hero. It's a hero. It's Winslow Slott is. Dude, there is a billboard for the Adam Justice League Unlimited animated series and the su slash Superman animated series Toy Man. The fucking doll looking Toy Man is on there. And it says Winslow Slott's toys. And you're like, what? What?
Oh,
Yeah.
that thing always creeps me
Oh, it's
out.
terrifying. It's absolutely fucking terrifying. But like, I don't know why the sound just changed here. But like, that's the thing too, is like, we get all this, and they have areas in the game that are like, you know, hey, this is kind of like the gentrification millennial kind of area. Like, there's coffee shops, there's a bookstore and stuff like that too. Like, there's an art shop. You know, that part of the city that there always is. There's one of those, and they decorate it all up for the Justice League Day. You know, Wonder Woman, by the way, absolute badass in the game. Wonderful actress, the best looking
Me
Wonder Woman
versus
I've ever
Flip.
seen. I will go down on record. It is my favorite suit outside of comics. My favorite suit.
I really liked it. I feel like it looked like really practical without being all of the suits, honestly. Like the way Superman's suit was
Yep.
handled, I really
The
liked.
Flash's
The
suit's
Green Lantern suit
badass.
looked awesome. His, I always, I feel like is a little too techy for my taste, but it also does look cool.
You see non-techie one in there though. There's they show his old original suit when he first started. Like it's
Okay, great,
fabric. Yeah,
great. I
no,
gotta
you do
Google
see
that.
it. Yeah, you do see it in like paintings and stuff like that, and pictures, and like there's artwork everywhere.
Yeah,
Like there's so
I know
much.
I do armor in mine, but like,
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it's
I
easier,
just,
but like it's
yeah.
Green Lantern, you're saying badass, like, and it's honestly like, you
Yeah.
know, when you're playing this game and you see your characters bad, like they t like Lantern takes you through the street as you see Brainiac's troops fucking obliterate people, like they're executing people in the streets. You're like, I don't know these guys too well, but you know the character, and it's John Stewart, by the way. This fucker is badass already, and like people being turned to Brainiac troops, like you see ashes of people, like it's fucking Hiroshima or Rome. Like you see these ashes of people who died, and they're like, "What the fuck happened?" And Waller's like, "There was an energy blast. The majority of people got turned to dust. But we have 9 million people that are dead, and we're counting more." And we're like, "Jesus, like it's insane." Like you literally look in one direction in the game because you're behind front lines, right? You look at the front lines, you can see it actively. You see anti-aircraft going. You see fucking Brainiac troops everywhere. You see ships. It is a war zone, and it never stops. And it literally doesn't. Like, it's this giant, like, huge area that is just like another one of the Metropolis islands, right? Because you get one island, I think, in a way. Yeah, you get like one island, it's just massive. But like, then you have the other Metropolis island, but that one's gone. Like, it's front lines, the army's there, Marines are there, everybody's there. Like, we're holding the front lines
How big is
barely.
the space you can explore?
Pretty
Like,
big. It's
compared.
pretty big. It's about probably two islands, I think, maybe two and a half of Arkham Knight.
Okay.
So
That's still
pretty,
pretty. That's.
it's still big. It's you get lost sometimes. You know, Brainiac's ship is constantly moving. It's not just like a fixed thing. It's constantly moving, and it's like
Oh, good.
fucking shooting teleportation things, like or energy beams at you. Like, yeah, there's a billion missions in there where you're fending off the waves of enemies and shit like that. I get it, but like when you play the story in there. It, dude, I got chills. I got chills. When Green Lantern appears, you get chills because you're like, I'm dead. There's nothing we can do. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, it's the beginning of the game, and Green Lantern's like, yeah, I'm gonna kill you guys. And he's like, you're like, oh, I believe him. Like, I believe him because there's an intro to the game, and they're like, hey, you know, stuff's going on. And when there's an intro that kind of makes it seem like, be prepared because anything's possible. And in this world, you're like, I don't fucking know. Like, and you get chills when you have to try to verse the Flash to kill him, which I got passed on too long ago. And like, that's terrifying. And Flash is nuts. And he's not automatically
I
a bad
saw
guy either.
his fight, and
Oh.
I love the bits of like, why don't you just mail me the bullet and like
Yeah.
the
Yeah, he was
the
pissed.
tornado.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just great. And I like how he just leans in. Did you get him? It's like, oh
Yeah,
shit. Like,
I love that. That gave a lot of Wally West
yeah.
Justice League Unlimited vibes, and I really, I'm really liking. I do like seeing several of those heroes be villains, especially because like in Injustice they're like, oh, what a terrific burden this is, you know, to do all this stuff, and like I do appreciate that if they're going evil they're going all the way, you
Yeah,
know, they're
like
not
they're,
like,
yeah,
it's not
it's.
like you save all of them as you go by and then they join your team, which I would have fucking loved.
Oh no, these guys are
But they
possessed. Like they made it clear in the beginning. They're like, when Brainiac takes you over, there is no saving you. There is nothing you can do. And I'm like, that makes sense because it's fucking Brainiac. Like that actually makes it's not gonna be like,
Yeah.
but the power of hope, we save you or something. It's like, no, they're like, you're gone. Like, and you see people
And
mutated
there's
and
space for that in comics, but like in this kind of universe, it does make sense and it does give some real, like, hey, you gotta kill the Justice League.
yeah, I mean,
But also, I
we
don't think
this
Amanda
is
Waller would be like, go emotionally support the Justice League until they get taken
no,
out of
yeah,
their
no,
fucking
she
mind
is not
control.
with the Justice League. She is like Green Lantern has killed many of the U.S. Armed Forces. Like he is their he's anti-air. He's like anti-air. They're like Green Lantern has taken out a lot of people, and like when you
Yeah,
see him
just
go
by
through.
himself, I fucking bet.
Yeah, oh yeah, he does. And you see, like, and it like the writing for this game is crazy. Like, I love the dialogue with the fucking goons, with Brainiac's troops, because they're people transformed in their bodies, but they're still fucking people. Like, they're still like they still have that thing, like they're brainwashed and their body's thing, but their brain is still in there a little bit. So like you hear them, they're like, oh, I gotta get you, Quinn, and they're like, this is for Gotham. But and then you hear like Kevin Conroy's Batman going like, oh, like you need to give up. Like hearing his dialogue is terrifying because, yes, Conroy, yes, Arkhamverse, but It's fucking terrifying. He's like, Wonder Woman, Diana, you need to give up because if you don't join us, we are going to kill you. And it's like, holy shit. And he is just like, you better give up. And when you have a mission where you just literally Batman hunts you down inside of a Batman museum that pay, that goes through the whole Arkham Asylum to what happened in the beginning of the game, it's fucking terrifying because like there's grates, there's smoke. He turns out the lights and he's hunting you down, and everybody runs.
Oh, you know all the tricks
Oh my
because you've been
God, yeah. Oh,
controlling
and
the
they
Arkham
do. And
games.
he comes out of a fucking grate. He grapples you and brings you up. Like it's a whole. The and like they talk about even Professor Pig in the goddamn museum, and like it's fucking Jack Ryder, dude. Jack Ryder's like, oh yeah, this is no way associated with a Bruce Wayne or Batman, but like he's like, I wanted to do it. You're like, yeah, you would not get allowed. The Gotham would kick you out, Jack, for fucking doing. Like, dude, this was our terrorist attacks. Like, get the hell out of here. It's
Yeah, some Infinity Cone
insane.
shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Exactly. And it's like there's so much like. They know their shit. Like they know their shit. And they go through the Hall of Justice, by the way. How come Merlin has a goddamn thing in there?
Malcolm
Everybody.
Merlin?
Yeah, they're like the Black
Okay.
Arrow and the Dark Arrow. And you're like, what the fuck? Well, Oliver Queen's been a thing hinted that throughout all the goddamn games already. So like that,
Yeah.
and so he might become who the hell knows with that? Because there is now some Archer villains that some they're like the Goons, like the Brainiac troops have evolved, and they're doing like weird mutated bow and arrow shit. I'm like, so you made it. You made the fucking code in there to use an advanced bow. You're gonna give us something. There's no fucking way one of the seasons are not Dark Arrow, Malcolm Merlin. There's no fucking way. Hell, even Oliver. Maybe Oliver just joins. And he's just like, hey, listen, you guys on the front lines. Because like it could be a thing. And it's like they even talk about they even mention Oracle. They're like, yeah, when we get like it is a thing to like Oracle was succumbed to us too, and it's like Jesus Christ, like dude, I like the game. I don't want to spoil anything else, but like the game is just so well written. They pay tribute to DC Comics. They pay tribute to the Arkham games. Like they mention things that have happened. They talk about it. They're like, even Lois Lane,
But
who's a
this
big,
world is lost,
oh
right?
yeah, the Lois Lane is like, hey. Like we mentioned, they talk about Arkham City a lot. They're like, hey, remember that failed idea called Arkham City? That probably wasn't a good idea. And like Lois is like, are we gonna turn into an Arkham City now if this all blows over now that villains are running around on the streets? And I'm like, that's a good pull, Lois. And it's like, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, it's the thing, like, they're gonna mention that. And they talk about it. I really do. And like everybody's mentioned, like all the villains of the Arkham games are mentioned, and they're like, if you saw them, they're in the Batman Museum, right? They have cardboard, it's all made out of cardboard, it's fucking hilarious. But like,
But that's a good
it's
way to still use the art style that they had from the previous Arkham games and like give it a home, like give it a reason why it's
exactly.
that art style in
And
Batman's
yeah, oh yeah,
recollection.
exactly. And you know, and the customization in the game is awesome too. Like, the suits you can do, some of them are weird. Some of them are really techy and flashy, but that's apparently a thing with kids, is a lot of kids get those suits in like Call of Duty now or something like that. I don't fucking know. Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird. But like, so they appeal to that audience too. But like, it there's deep cuts, dude. Like, you're a DC Comics fan. The game, while yes, you kill the Justice League, while yes, you do that, the acting is superb. The writing is superb. They tribute to everything, dude. The Arkham games are, they pay tribute to them. You know, Quinn talks about her time in there too. Like, she talks about it as well. She gives Joker a lot of shit. She's like, I did fucked up shit. Like, I maybe deserve to be in a home. Like, you know, and Waller's just like, you think after all you've done, I'm gonna let you live at the end of this, Quinn? And it's like, that's fair. That's a good threat because I mean, she would do it. The like, even Argus goons look great. Like, the Argus uniforms are awesome. The what the soldiers are talking about, like, some of them are like, I just want to call my mom. I don't think we're gonna make it out of here. And like, these people are like, we're
Yeah.
fucked, like we're done.
I really loved that in the Arkham games, so it's good to hear that they kind of continued that, like,
Yeah,
'cause
everybody
that's something
sounds
I love
human.
with Stormtroopers and like that
Yeah,
kind of shit where they're like talking about local shit.
they're like, yeah, no, we're not gonna make it out of here, like this is fucked. Like, this is, and there's just like, so we're really gonna let the convicts walk around? And one of the, I died for 5 minutes in my playthrough. There's this, this guy, you're in the Hall of Justice, and then you got one of the Argus soldiers says like, "Hey, look at that scaffolding up there. Say hi to the snipers." And you're like, "Oh shit!" Like, you don't see anybody, and he's like, Yeah, they see you, but you can't see them. Always give them a wave when you come back in, will you? And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
All right. All
Yeah.
right. I mean, like,
That makes sense. You know Waller's not fucking around.
yeah.
Flags, and their
But
flag looks
like,
amazing. What you got?
how many? Okay, so I was kind of thinking this in the movie, the first Suicide Squad, and I was like, how many super people did Waller try to reach out to before she was like, let me send in some people that I
Good point.
don't trust, but I can absolutely control. Like, is it just those five? Because if Green Arrow's out there, why didn't she call him? Why didn't she call fucking Plastic Man or like,
So there's a reason
whoever?
why, and how is because
If she took over Arkham, that would make everybody in Gotham, right? And they'd have to get to Metropolis because that's where the story is.
Yeah, and how they do it is very like very fucked. I won't say how, but like how they get you from, Gotham to Metropolis is fucked, and like it's not an easy way. It's not like we got off a plane or we got off a helicopter or something. It's fucked. Like you barely like it's nuts. And it's like a very sneaky way. And like when you see everything going on and they're just like, you guys are some of the people to break through. Like once you get through, she's I think they put it in. I think it was a goon said it. One of the, well, not a goon, a soldier said it, or like a Waller said it at one point. The Waller actress is amazing, by the way, and
Oh yeah, that's the
all the
same thing
dialogue's
with like
great.
Deer, right?
It's dialogue's great. Everybody's dialogue is great in this game, but like they talk about it and they're and you see like I'm talking the front lines. The front lines are like where they can't get through. So like when you're in enemy territory the whole time, like you are not you barely get. And like for everyone else to get there, they're like, we lost a lot of people to get here. Like, and this is not like you think we have a lot of people here now. Like, we had way more. We had way more people. And it's like, it's and you see like Brainiac's taken over tanks. He's taken over helicopters. He's taken over stuff with parasites. Like he has our like 3-story artillery guns at his disposal, man. Like this is a Brainiac who said, fuck off. He was done. He was not having like he's it. They're
And
scary.
that's what I'd expect from Brainiac.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Honorable. It is what you want from Brainiac. It is really what you want. And I haven't even seen him yet. I've seen a picture of him online, obviously, but like, people will say I'm sucking the game's dick. I don't care. It is. You and I have read comics. I've read comics probably for about 20 years, right? But for 27, I might be actually no. Probably 21, 22 years I've been reading comics, right? Whether through digital, in person, stealing, well, not really stealing them, sneakily reading them in a store somewhere. Like, they pay tribute in the games and this stuff here, too. So, I mean, I've been going off on a rambling on here, too, and you've kind of inserted a little bit. You haven't played the games or read the books, but, well, played Suicide Squad. But, like, dude, it doesn't deserve the hate. It does. People are like, it's bad. And it's like, you kill them. And it's like, oh, it's more. But I'm like, I've
There's way too
paid.
much stuff, cool stuff. I've seen just enough to make me like to make it worth it even before I played the game. I'm like, it's on the list. I'm usually the style of gamer of like, I'll wait till it's $20 and a PS5 is like,
It's 40 at GameStop right now, pre-owned.
100.
It's 40 at GameStop.
It's
It's
what?
not that bad. It's 40. I got it at GameStop
That's
for
not
40
bad.
bucks. Yeah, 40 bucks instead of 70. They had it on sale pre-owned. Dude, that's why I got it. I was like, hell yeah, I'm on a budget, but I got it. And the
I
stream,
still gotta
but.
get the system. But
Oh, that's fair. I mean, it's
yeah.
people. I've been playing it on Twitch. That's how I record stuff is Twitch. Like, I've been playing it on there. People have been tuning in, by the way, too, for it. CoderX97.
On the
Plug.
Switch?
Twitch, yeah. Not Switch, Twitch.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I'm
All
on
right.
Twitch.
I
The
didn't realize the
Twitch.
Switch could do so much.
No, Switch. Not Twitch, not Switch.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. That makes more sense. I was like,
Yeah.
that
With a
doesn't seem like
T.
a game that would be on the
Oh
Switch, but
no.
okay.
They literally just put Arkham Asylum Knight in the city on the fucking Switch. Yeah, it's oh, dude, I know like it feels like I'm sucking the game's dick and the universe went up, but like everybody put their heart and soul into this, dude. And it shows. It really shows like the acting, the graphics are great too in it, by the way. Like everybody looks good. It's awesome. Like they're just like I can understand the way the enemy's thing. I can understand that. I can because it kind of gets annoying after a little bit, but it's the story's so great and the characters are fun. It's in a dark situation like every fucking Arkham game is. People are dying. but you're having fun. You know, it's,
That's all you can really ask from a game, and
yeah.
like having that level of dedication in there. Again, I haven't played it yet, but even just hearing that they have the Hall of Justice with I don't know if he's an obscure cut post Arrow, but having someone like Dark Archer be in there, like
There's so
that's a
much more.
detail.
There's so much more that I'm not saying, though. Like, I explored for, I think, 20 minutes, and people are like, you gonna leave? And I'm like, yeah, give me five. Because, like, there's hologram. There's a. I almost cried because there is a fucking hologram. There's holograms of heroes talking about the Hall of Justice, right? And so they're like, yeah, this ain't here, yada, yada. And there is a point where Superman kneels down and he's like, I'm gonna tell you a secret. And I'm like, that's fucking Superman. Like, get the fuck out of here. That's him.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, and I have my friends here, Green Arrow, Batman, and he, and Hula, and like Wonder Woman, and Flash. Like, it's like, and he's like, and here with friends, you can understand the true power is friendship. And I'm like, you know, that's pretty, that's Superman. Like, and he, like, having him
That's
literally kneel down and as a hologram and like, hi, and put his hand up to his mouth, like, that's, I'm gonna cry now because that's fucking Superman, right? And it
yeah.
makes it harder when you see him evil, but it's, they knew what they were doing. They,
Oh man.
the developers knew what they were doing in this game. But yeah.
Yeah, I that sounds really good. I feel like it's a little weird that they wear the costumes of their villains,
Oh, I
or
didn't
their
get that
heroes.
either. Yeah, that was fucked. That was that. I do not have
Yeah.
that suit. I don't want any of those suits.
And
I'm
like
good.
King Shark wearing Superman is cool, but also like how the fuck did that fit?
I don't know.
There's
I don't know. I
Show me
yeah.
one Kryptonian built like King
There's,
Shark.
well, it could
Maybe
be a
none.
nano suit. Who knows? But also, I should mention too, before we end here, because we're gonna wrap up here in a minute. The dialogue between the squad is, I didn't talk about that at all. It is fucking brilliant. The dialogue between the characters, by the way, it's
Nice.
amazing. It is hilarious. It's fucking sad at times. It's fucking like, the character, like, yeah, people are, characters are dying in this, but there is a Flash kills somebody really big in the DC Comics lore in this game. But like, I won't say who. But like, you know, there's a
You gotta tell
thing.
me after we're done, man. Because
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean,
I
we've
gotta
already
know.
spoiled so much. Do you want to really know who?
Yeah, I do. Of course I do.
Well, he kills Lex Luthor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw that. All right.
Dude, that
Yeah.
scared the shit out of me too, though. Before we get to the back to the squad thing. Seeing Luthor's like, I have my power suit. I'm like, hey, his suit looks really cool. I'm excited for this fucking. I
Yeah,
love
then
Lex Luthor. Yeah, and it's just a
fucking.
millisecond and he's gone. You're like, oh my God. Like, I threw my controller. I was like, holy shit.
That's
I
th
like,
this
that's like
game
lightning.
also does give us one of the only Flash. I mean, we've gotten a lot of Flash recently in the last couple of years, but this particular one is the only one where I've seen like that's how he'd be able to move.
Yeah. Oh,
Like
yeah.
you
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
shoot him at
Oh,
a
yeah.
distance
Well,
and
you
there's
see
no
him.
grazing his shoulder. He
No.
fucking hears that, and by the time he's heard it, he's already behind you.
Yeah,
And I
and
was
they're
like,
like,
yeah,
they're like, I think
that's it.
Flash left. And then he just fucking sits there in a chair reading a newspaper, drinking a LexCorp coffee. Oh, hey guys. I'm like, oh yeah, that
Yeah,
makes sense.
and you know that's not just like a black cup of coffee. He fucking ran to the store and made sure he had the exact right creamer and all that
And he
shit.
says
That's
it
probably
says
his
it
third
tastes
cup.
like shit. I'm just dying. Well, you see him before he's possessed, by the way. So you see him, and we're already in
Oh,
spoilers,
good.
but like you see him and he's like, what are you guys doing here? You need to, he's real, like, you guys need to go. And Waller's like, bring him in. He needs to help us. And Green Lantern's like, Barry, I'm here to bring you in. It's either you come in, Barry, or you're getting killed. And so it's Jordan versus fucking, or not Jordan, it's Stewart versus Barry, man. And that's a fuck. And the Suicide Squad is like being the man is like, get in there. And they're like, what are we gonna do? Like,
No,
no.
you
And you
attack
don't
Green
do
Lantern, you
anything.
attack the Flash. Like, if
There's
Flash
no that you
is
stood
on your side and
back.
you have a chance of saving him.
There was no way these guys, everybody's like, if we intervene, we're gonna die. Like, we're, because it's an epic battle, man. It's fucking epic. But
I
like,
fucking bet.
yeah, and that's why their dialogue is amazing. Going back to it, the dialogue of fucking the characters throughout the whole game is amazing. It's really like the chem. I know they probably did it in separate recording booths and shit like that. But Tara Strong, by the way, awesome fucking work. Everybody in
Yeah,
this.
every time. She just never disappointed.
It's great as shit. Oh yeah, right. It's I want to have her on the podcast. She'd be great. But like, it's really amazing to me. The dialogue is whenever they're talking to each other, even bantering while you're traveling or in between missions and shit like that. Even the banter, it's great. Like some of them are asking real questions. It's great.
And like, that's what makes a team in in like in my head. You know, like the Avengers chat with each other, the Justice League chats with each other, the X-Men chat with each other, and they're not necessarily talking about what's happening right there.
Yeah,
they're just giving each other shit because they've worked together, or like they know each other's sense of humor. That it creates a lot more without having to be like, this is how many missions they've led together. You can you can just be like, hey, we have a relationship because we've been doing this a while. Like, Boomerang and Harley in The Suicide Squad, like, if you hadn't seen the one previously, you would know that they work together.
Exactly.
Like, because I don't think they specifically outline it, but you know, they have that, like, hey, Boomer, it's fresh meat. And he's like, oh, yeah, how many do you think they're going to make it through this
like,
time?
You're like, what the hell's going on? Like, I want more of that world. If you give me a movie of Mongal's in it.
He died.
Oh, my wife started watching it.
Man, and like, I'm not a huge Mongal fan, but also like to have her there suggests Mongol,
so
and I was
much.
Like,
yeah, you're
holy
like, what
shit,
the
what a
fuck?
world.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had fucking Calendar Man, and Polka Dot Man is such a like wild deep cut to be pulling in this modern era that
The fucking Calendar Man dropping
I
an
was
F-bomb,
all
you
for
fucking
it.
loser, Polka Dot Man. And I'm like, Calendar Man, shut the fuck up. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Who are you, Calendar Man, to be talking shit about anybody?
Well, then again, what version is this? Is it the version where he sheds his skin like a fucking lizard? Like, because if it's that, hey, you know what? He can talk all the shit he wants. Because that's fucking terrifying.
That one, I forgot about that one for a second. That
you've
one's
an arc
gross.
And Calendar Man is scary. In the Arkham universe, he's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
He's spooky, but in the same kind of like, oh man, like I always got the same, that fucking dweeb from Office Space.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
The guy who's just trying to get like, it's like, you guys have not given me an office, and I was supposed to call somebody, and that guy they fire and they keep giving his stuff. I was like, oh, that's Calendar Man.
Yeah, that's it. You're like, all right.
Keeping track of the days.
Oh, it's, dude, this game. So like, we're gonna come to the end here, just because we've been definitely going on for a fucking minute. This is definitely a long episode, and I mean, the title of this episode is gonna be issue whatever number it is. Suicide Squad Kills This Podcast. So what I thought about the name. That'd be pretty good. it's gonna maybe get the clicks. Who knows? So like, it's very interesting. So like, it's very interesting to see like, this whole universe, man.
They've had such a bump in popularity.
It's so,
and
it doesn't deserve the negativity.
I like it, but also I feel like it kind of like, I wish they would pick a lane with Harley.
Okay.
Just in that they keep putting her in the Bat family, and then they'll be like, but she's gonna kill Batman. Remember when she was the villain? And I'm like, all right, but like, there's 9 other versions that have her like kind
of
want
a
to join
villain
the Bat
again
family.
As of now. They put her as a villain again in the comics. Like, officially, it's official that she is a villain again. They're like, she's done.
Okay, but
and
like, she's a hero in her series now, right?
No,
the animated
no.
She,
oh, the
series?
Animated series. Yeah, the animated series. Yes. So like, you have, well, no,
yeah.
She went back to being a villain again, right?
No, I swear
I think
she was, because she was with the Bat family. She repressed some stuff and did some villain stuff, but she's still trying to be a good guy.
Yeah.
But kind of like, she's embracing the anti-hero.
I have to rewatch that. I have to rewatch the ending because I think she went bad again.
I'm cool with the anti-hero angle.
Yeah.
Just,
oh, no,
like,
she's straight up a villain in this universe still, by the way. There's no, it's Harley just being like a whole thing there,
you
too.
can't
Like,
really come back from killing a child and be like,
oh, God,
but I'm a good guy now.
No. The Arkham games, you cannot come back from. There's no villain in there that ever has any redemption. And they make that very clear, by the way. Even in the comic book, because in the comic book, obviously, when everyone breaks out, because that's going to happen in the comic, right? It Waller,
and in Arkham.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's Arkham. So you know, even Arkham is like very techie, by the way. It's very techie. It's really listen, they made Gordon because Gordon was running for mayor. They're like, Mayor Gordon. And I'm like, all right, so that's cool. And Batman's like, hey. And Amanda calls him Bruce, like, you know, maybe we'll go to Bruce or Wayne Enterprises next because everyone knows the identity and shit. So, like, that's still a thing, too. They still play that. They're not like, oh, we just call him Batman. Like, even Quinn is like, hey, Brucey, like, how you doing? Like, it's a whole still thing. Like, even the Batman Museum is like, oh, yeah, no, his identity got leaked. Like, in order to
They
defeat
say
Scarecrow, it's
that
gone.
until they're face to face with him, you know? Like,
No,
that's
they
the
talk
shortest
about it even
thing.
of like when they're not face to face with them. Like they're talking about
So
it then.
what I mean is like
Oh.
if you know, like the same way that you would like a bully, right? You're like, I know his name's Eugene,
Oh
you know,
yeah.
some shit
That's
like
how they
that. But
do
when
it.
you say it to them, yeah, and
They
like
yeah.
you're like, okay, Batman, all right, I'm sorry.
Oh, they
I'm
still give him
sorry, that's your
shit. No,
name.
they still are like Bruce. Like that's a little, well, it's a little rough for you. And they're just, but like certain people still call him Batman and stuff like that too. Oh, motherfucker!
Yeah.
There's Aaron Cash is in this game, by the way. He makes an appearance.
What?
Aaron is in the
Oh
game.
yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah,
I'm glad
everybody comes
he
back, and he's like,
does he die?
so far no. I don't
Oh,
know.
good. Good, good,
Yeah, I
good.
don't know. But like, you know,
That
toy.
sucks, because he was in like three of them, wasn't he?
He's in all of them. He's in every one.
I just don't remember his part in Arkham Origins.
I think he made a cameo in Origins of some kind. I think. I
Okay.
think. I don't remember
All
for
right.
sure.
Did he have both hands at the time?
Probably, I'd hope.
I might
Yeah, I
not have
think so.
recognized him.
I might be well, that man has two hands. I still give him shit about it and whatnot, which, oh God. Yeah, it's a whole, it is like, there's this whole thing about it though, man, that's like, I don't even know. Like, it is like, I don't even know what I was getting at there, but like, it's, again, like I said, I know we're really going low on time on this one, but like, yeah, oh, Batman and Bruce. Like, yeah, they keep calling him Bruce and whatnot. So it's like this, and I'm going to be real with you. I have said a lot of shit about this video game. Everyone should still fucking play it because, like, there's so much things have been, if you're listening to this podcast, you've seen shit about it. Also, Gavin, by the way, for you, there is so much shit I have not told you. There's so much. And all I got to say is when you play this game, look around. Explore. It's like Fallout. They put shit in. Always be scavenging, my rule, right? Always be scavenging.
Oh yeah.
Like look around in this game because there's Easter eggs everywhere. And it's
Oh, I
they
expected
know their
that from the
shit.
Arkham games.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
the way,
Riddler's back.
like I collected so many fucking Riddler
Oh
trophies, but
yeah,
this
that's still
game
a
was
thing.
like too
No, it's still a
simpler.
thing in this. He's pissed. He's like, Waller didn't recruit me for this. And what I think it was it was one of
Bro, you
the it
got no
was
physical skills.
well yes I think it was like hard it was one of the characters it wasn't it was I don't think it was King Shark's dialogue's amazing but it wasn't fucking King Shark it was someone else was like what is Riddler gonna do in an active war zone like and I'm just like you know fair point what is he gonna do and they're just
Yeah.
and that I think that legitimately was the quote what is Riddler gonna do in an active war zone riddle them to death and
Yeah, fucking
it's just
nothing. Like, recruit
You're
us for
done.
free.
Yeah, but there's still Riddler trophies everywhere. And they look actually different now, too. Like, they updated the Riddler trophies. They're kind of cool looking.
Okay, does he still look like a weird Charlie Sheen?
I don't know because you don't see him so far. I haven't seen him. It's kind of like Asylum where he just gives him his recordings. But his hat is
Okay.
in there, and it's a thing for King Shark if you get enough trophies.
All right, cool.
Right. Like,
I
why
want
not?
the tiny hat on a shark.
Yeah.
That's
Dude, it's so good. I mean, and as of this recording on the 3rd of April, I should make it clear because I'm gonna figure out in the scheduling when this comes out because I have an interview coming out next week. So, as we're at the end of the show now, I do want to say everyone should play the game, check out all the work. I want to get the creators or the writer and the artist at least one of the two on the podcast at least. Amazing work they're doing there for the comic, but anybody tied into the game, want to get them on the show, want to talk about it because like. I think there hasn't been that many interviews, and I think there should be because people need to know like the amount of love and work that came in because not many outlets are showing positivity, and I'm one of the few on my fucking feed that do. And I'm like, dudes, give it the positivity. This thing needs it.
I don't really like giving negative reviews of stuff. Like,
No,
there's so many
we've
people who are
no.
so eager to jump on that, like, I'd much rather we stick to only talking about stuff that we like. than just hop on that like negativity train.
Dude, that's the
I know
thing
we
on this
should talk some
show.
stuff, but
We've never done that on this
I
podcast.
also think we work.
We've never done that. We've never, I mean, I've done a show
Yeah,
7 fucking years.
I
I've
think
never
we
given a
yeah, I
negative
think we
review.
find like I think we find a lot of good as much as we can, because like no matter if this is like a perfect project or whatever, we to some degree know what it takes to like how much love and time and research it takes to put into these characters in order to like make even a semi-coherent world.
Yeah, that's it. That's absolutely it. And I just, it's, I'm literally checking my email right now to see if we get fucking, I get an email back from that guy. 'Cause like, I really, really hope, you know, and it's
I wanted
crazy.
to ask, is it just about Joker? Because I imagine he's getting some shit about Morph too. Not rightfully, but
Oh no, he has getting. I think everybody's been. It's got to be real tough for him right now. And condolences to him
yeah,
seeing the
which
shit
fucking
for it.
sucks, because
Yeah.
I'm loving Morph. I'm loving
Oh yeah, he's
X-Men 97. I'm
great.
doing a whole line of
Oh, they're
stickers.
great. Yeah, they're great.
He's
Like,
they're so cool.
they are
Like,
great. They
and being
are.
able to hop between the powers, doing all the cameos they're able to do, like fucking Morph, Magic, or Magic, Colossus, fucking Circle, like they're doing such a great job, and I like was not a huge Morph fan before, but the way they're coming in, I really like it, and I'm making sure that there's a specific sticker for him, because I'm doing a sticker of
Nice.
Rogue chucking a Sentinel head. I'm doing like I'll send you some sketches,
Yeah,
but
please do, please
like
do.
they're doing great.
Yeah. And since
And I
we're
don't get
here
to
at
hate
the end officially now, this Midwestern goodbye is taking fucking 50 years.
it.
It really fucking is, I swear to God, people. Which, by the way, if you're watching video, you get Sycamore Spartan hat. I found my Sycamore Spartan hat from my hometown. If you guys subscribe to the podcast, it's helpful. I do want to say too is like 7 years. I put out an episode the other week was a thank you, for everybody for 7 years and for people listening right now. Please subscribe to the show. Helps us out greatly. Share it, by the way, too. Gavin's been here for a bit of the show, but like we've had other people on. We've done a lot. Like 7 years of interviews, reviews.
I've been
Majority of
here for at least 3 years, right?
at least
Maybe
three,
four.
but like 98% of the show is interviews with people. Like conversations. And like that's the thing. Like 98% and 98% of the show will always still be that. Like we're doing this recently and doing this new stuff. And by the way, there is a tease. So I don't know when it's coming out, but check my social media guys at Dakota Morgan 3 on Twitter, X, whatever. Or Instagram at Dakota underscore Morgan 97 or YouTube Dakota Morgan. Check on that because I have a very special Comic Chronicle cocktail recipe coming out. It's one I created myself. I've been drinking it for years. I made it into the Comic Chronicle cocktail. Stay tuned.
Nice.
And I'm reaching
Are we
out
gonna release the
to.
book in a couple of years?
No, because I have heard from a lot of people how fucking hard it is to get a cookbook. How fucking. There is a podcast, Rooster Teeth, the Fuckface podcast, or Bleepface. They took 2 years to make a goddamn cookbook, and that's with the backing of Warner Brothers. So fuck that. Rest in peace, Rooster
Shit.
Teeth. Yeah, fuck that shit. Maybe if someone pays for us to do it, I will happily do it. No problem. But if I'm, yeah, whatever. Well, we'll get to that later. We'll talk about a food thing later too for the podcast. But like we're reaching out, man. I'm reaching out. So people, please do it. You can follow me on there. Like I said, if you want to catch these video game streams that I do for comic video games, we're gonna be playing 1943, the Marvel one. And we're gonna be playing that, which Gavin, and to the people out there listening to this, if you made it this far, you obviously are a fan of the show and you like comics. We may be having a certain star-spangled actor on the show
Oh man.
from that game. We might.
That would be awesome. That game looks so cool, and it's like such a straightforward concept to do. And I'm like, I've been kind of waiting for them to do something like that in film or
Yeah,
something,
but
and I'm so
we're gonna
glad they
hold
did.
off on that talk though. We're gonna hold off on that talk because that we've been
Yeah.
going for a while. So very much though, folks, follow me on there. Gavin, where can people follow you, man?
Super suit. Suits on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I'm gonna be working. Also, Some of my work's going to be coming out on for Batman Soul of Gotham. And you can
Oh,
follow that
yeah.
fa that page on Facebook
I've
and
seen some
Instagram
shit
as
with
well.
that. I've seen some shit, guys. You should check it
Yeah.
out. It's gonna
Yeah,
be
we just got done
cool.
filming doing some principal photography. It's looking pretty cool. We've got a lot of really good actors in there and a lot of really dedicated people.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I did write you a Batman fan film at one point too, right?
I think we've drafted one up. I can't remember specifically.
I think I
I
did.
think maybe.
3 years ago, yeah.
Didn't we?
I wrote a Batman fan film
I'm
for
gonna have to
somebody, and I thought it
because
was you.
I don't remember. I think we talked about it or talked about bringing you on as a writer. And then I kind of just had the idea to do it, and I'm sorry I haven't reached back out about more Batman stuff.
No, I think you did. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that after the
Did
podcast.
we?
Because, yeah, we did.
Yeah,
Yeah, we did. We
we'll circle
did.
back. I it sounds familiar.
Just pissed off everybody involved in that. Oh God, it might not have been for you, but I did write a Batman fan film at some point or somebody. I swear to God. All right, we've done a lot of work together. All right, yeah. So everyone, follow Gavin for that. You're gonna want to fucking follow him. Follow the podcast, guys. Like I said, subscribe to whatever you're listening to for weekly episodes. You get interview. You get at least an episode every Tuesday, and then sometimes you get bonus episodes. So stay tuned for that as well. We just released our new episode of the new segment for Comics History, where I talked about Polaris, the X-Men mutant. Go check it out. Yeah. You've been busy. You haven't seen the post, but yeah, no. The Comics History segment's now a thing. We talked about it. I talked about it. I told you I was going to try to do it. We have done it now. So the next one, if you made it to the end of this, Jay Garrick. So stay tuned for the history of Jay Garrick coming up here.
Oh man,
Yeah, they're short.
I would happily. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. I did the one for Polaris. I made them. It's 4 and 5 minutes. It's an easy episode for you guys. Easy bonus. Stay tuned for some interesting interviews I got coming up. Obviously, I got one bagged, and we're gonna do some more later. But stay tuned for more talks from me and Gavin. And Gavin, any final words for the people before we end this Zoom and then start the other one?
Just start stay nerdy, stay kind, do. If you help someone, you help everyone.
I love that. I love that. All right, guys, we're gonna end this and go right in. Stay creative, folks. Thank you.